Slowing economic growth dims India's annual Festival of Lights. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We'll take you to New Delhi in a moment, but first, Indonesian investigators have blamed aircraft design flaws for the Lion Air crash last year that led to a worldwide grounding of all Boeing 737 MAX jets. A final report today concluded the accident was compounded by errors from ground staff and crew. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more.
This report describes a catalogue of failures that led to the deaths of 189 people. A faulty part was installed on the plane and it may not have been tested properly. It provided inaccurate data to a flight control system, which repeatedly forced the nose of the aircraft down when the pilots were trying to gain height. Poor communication between the pilots, who weren't aware the control system existed, and poor flying skills appear to have played a part as well. The Indonesian report is likely to add to criticisms faced by Boeing and safety regulators. The aerospace giant says it's now redesigned the plane's controls to ensure such an accident can never happen again.
Thea Leggett reporting there. Let's do the numbers. European shares are little changed and the pound is weakening 0.2% against the euro as investors wait for more clarity on Brexit. EU leaders could decide today on a deadline extension for the UK's departure. It's still scheduled to leave the bloc next Thursday. SoftBank shares, meanwhile, slid as much as 2.7% today after reports it's planning a write-down of at least $5 billion to its Vision Fund. That would reflect the plunging value of some of its biggest investments, including WeWork and Uber. To India now, where the annual five-day festival of lights known as Diwali begins today. It's normally a time of celebration and lavish gift-giving, but as the economy slows, so too is consumer spending. From New Delhi, the BBC's Kinjal Padyawag has more.
This Diwali is really going to be a litmus test for Indian economy because of late, consumer spending has really gone down to a record low across India, across the urban and rural India. And that's mainly because of the farm crisis. And in the urban areas, jobs have not really increased. People are not buying cars and scooters. And Diwali is really a festival when people really go out and buy consumer durables. They buy things to upgrade things at home. They buy new electronic products, mobile phones. It's the biggest festival. It's similar to Thanksgiving and Christmas in the West.
So what kind of items are people buying today in the lead up to it?
So, you know, it's sort of a mixed message where people are spending a lot on certain items, but not spending enough on certain basic items. And in fact, you know, like I had gone out today for a walk around my area where I live in New Delhi, and I actually saw people were playing drums outside a bike showroom near my house, and they were trying to attract people to come and see the scooters and bikes on display in the showroom. That was really surprising because I've never seen anything like that. So I think brands are trying really hard, companies are trying really hard to sell their products.
What is the mood like there? Do you think people are going into the shops? Are they buying gold today? Are they buying those items that they usually buy?
It's very difficult to tell right now. But if you look at the ground realities, there have been huge losses. Manufacturing industry has suffered a lot, which basically means that a big chunk of unorganized jobs have suffered. An unorganized sector is 80% of India's workforce. So they are not going to spend as much as they would normally do.
Kinjal Pandya from New Delhi, thank you so much.
Thanks, Victoria.
Argentina's economy is in crisis, and on Sunday, voters will have their say on the way forward when they choose their next president. They'll pick either current leader Mauricio Macri, who hasn't yet delivered on his promise to spur economic growth, or the main opposition candidate, Alberto Fernandez. From Buenos Aires, the BBC's Daniel Gallis reports.
We will fight for a general strike, and that is what these workers here are doing in Quilmes, a city just south of Buenos Aires. I'm standing outside the gates of a factory that produces toilet paper and tissues. Last month, the owners of this factory, an American multinational, announced it would close down the facilities. Well, workers here decided they would not accept layoffs. So about 200 of them have now occupied the factory and will not leave until some sort of deal is made to secure jobs.
Sergio Diaz is 36 years old and had been working at the paper factory for 15 years. He never had to look for a job before.
One day we were working normally and management suddenly rounded us up and said that they were closing down the factory.
He's still hopeful the workers' occupation can in the end save his job. But he says his family will now have to rely entirely on his wife's salary as a teacher in a state school.
Utility bills in the past 4 years had a 1,500% increase. In a family of workers, that is unsustainable.
A few hours away from Quilmes, up in the northern town of San Martin, women are cooking for free. These are volunteers that serve more than 200 meals per day in a very poor neighborhood. One of the residents of this neighborhood came to pick up a large bowl of rice and meatballs in tomato sauce.
The salary doesn't cover us. I have 6 children and I can work as much as possible. Still, what I make, it doesn't cover us.
Argentina's Congress has declared a state of food emergency, meaning the state now has to sponsor soup kitchens like this one. This country is one of the top food producers in the world, but much of it gets exported. Meanwhile, hunger and poverty are growing here. Back in the occupied factory, workers say they will stay here as long as it takes in the hope of securing their jobs. It will still take a few years for Argentinians to restore their hope in the economy.
The BBC's Daniel Gallis reporting there. Finally, there are more moms in the UK workforce than ever before. 75% of women with children were employed in the second quarter, the highest rate since the Office for National Statistics began collecting data in 1996. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.